Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The DH, Bill Buckner. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Kurt Stillwell. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Ted Power. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The second baseman, Tom Hare. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Randy Bush. Batting 7th. The DH, Gene Larkin. Batting 8th. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bert Blyeven. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson strikes out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Seitzer. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Seitzer steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brett strikes out. 2 outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gladden hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hare strikes out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. White hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops it up and throws to first, with power covering, for the out. 1 out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bush strikes out. 2 outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Larkin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gaetti moves to second. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Laudner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Stillwell, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Stillwell takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field. Tardabul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Gladden, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gladden is 0 for 1 in the game. Gladden hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hare is 0 for 1 in the game. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Danny Tardabul, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tardabul is 0 for 1 in the game. Tardabul hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Royals. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Wilson. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck strikes out. 1 out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Wilson. Gaetti reaches second base with a double. Puckett scores. It's Royals, 1, Twins, 1. Randy Bush, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Gene Larkin, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Larkin hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Laudner is 0 for 1 in the game. Laudner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes White. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. White steals second. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Quirk takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillwell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stillwell hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Laudner and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Seitzer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a pop-up towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gladden is 0 for 2 in the game. Gladden hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Gladden reaches second base with a double. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hare is 0 for 2 in the game. Hare hits a pop-up into left field. Jackson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jackson. Gladden scores. Hare moves to second. It's 4-2, Royals. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Puckett hits a line drive into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Bush. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Bush throws the ball into Gaetti who tags Buckner trying to catch an extra base, for the out. 2 outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gaetti is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bush hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Larkin takes first base on ball 4. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Laudner is 0 for 2 in the game. Laudner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kurt Stillwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Stillwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Stillwell takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Laudner fires to first and picks off Stillwell. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 2 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gladden is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gladden hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hare is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hare takes first base on ball 4. Gladden moves to second. Steve Farr now pitching. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields it and throws to second for the out. Gladden moves to third. 2 outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 3 in the game. Harbeck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gladden scores. Puckett moves to third. It's 4-3, Royals. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Puckett scores. Harbeck moves to second. It's Royals, 4, Twins, 4. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bush is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 4. The Royals will come to bat. Juan Berenguer now pitching. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gladden. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Seitzer moves to second. It's 5-4, Royals. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tartabull strikes out. 1 out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Garber now pitching. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Larkin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larkin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Garber. Larkin moves to second. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Laudner is 0-for-3 in the game. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garber fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Moses pinch hits for Greg Gagne. John Moses is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dan Gladden batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gladden is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gladden takes first base on ball 4. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hare is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hare hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 4. The Royals will come to bat. Al Newman now playing shortstop. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson strikes out. 1 out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Quirk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Quirk strikes out. 2 outs. Kurt Stillwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Stillwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Stillwell takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Puckett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Puckett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Harbeck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Puckett moves to second. Mark Davidson pinch runs for Kent Harbeck. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Gaetti strikes out. 1 out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bush is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bush strikes out. 2 outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Larkin is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Larkin hits a ball on the ground into center field. Wilson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wilson. Puckett scores. Davidson goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Kansas City Royals, 5. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.